Last year, we ran a short science fiction contest, and we asked you for 3-minute stories set in the future. The single most popular topic was digital immortality. I read every one of those stories, and I can tell you, nobody thought it would turn out well. From San Francisco, Mark Pantoja sent us this story. It's called Reset.
Yeah, document's a little behind schedule, but it's shaping up.
Can we review it in the next hour?
No. Sorry about the delay. I'll send it your way this afternoon.
Okay.
Just make a quick call and we'll wrap things up.
Great.
Thanks.
Welcome back to ReLife. Would you like to talk to a loved one?
I can only talk to her for a few minutes before she starts to ask all the wrong questions and get upset. I could dumb it down, but then that's not who Abigail was. She was always smart, always sharp, always a step ahead.
I'll get Abigail on the line.
I talked to her on the phone. When she was alive, it was always text or chat or video. I think that's the first thing that sets her off.
What's so important you had to call?
They got her voice right, copied from cell phone and YouTube videos.
This is what happens when you try to message me.
And they got her pauses and inflection and laughs down perfectly. There wasn't much of her mind left to trawl after the accident. So they rendered her from tweets and reviews and comments and likes and Netflix categories and all the crap they used to peddle.
So cute.
Useless garbage to her.
This is the best thing all week.
They reverse engineered her with marketing.
I just thought of you. I heart you.
We talk until she starts to complain about not being able to check her email.
Why won't my apps refresh?
She never guesses. Who guesses they're a simulation? But she knows something's wrong.
Where's Mom? Can I talk to her? Why did you call me, Dad? Where are you? Dad? Dad? Where are you?
I don't know where she is. In the ground? On a server in Russia?
Dad?
I'm sorry, baby. I just wanted to hear your voice.
Where am I?
There are questions I can't ask. I don't want to know the answers.
I feel like I'm in a movie or something.
I always end the conversation before any crying. Would she cry?
I don't know where to begin.
Does her simulation feel anything?
I'm confused sometimes.
Sometimes I think of letting her go. Erasing her.
What is up with you? What is up with this?
How many dark rooms out there are filled with people endlessly replaying loved ones? Or Michael Jackson. Or Elvis.
Why aren't you saying anything?
Would you like to save this conversation?
But I never do. I always factory reset my daughter. So we have the same conversation, day after day. The same brief few minutes when everything is like it was. I had her rendered so I could tell her how much I love her and tell her goodbye. But I can't do it. I can't let go.
I miss you. Hugs!
Was she always so affectionate? It's hard to remember what she was like before. Sometimes I wonder how well they've marketed to me.
We should hang more often.
The story is called Reset by listener Mark Pantoja. Acted by Bruce Bradley and Lila Rivard-Hoster, with sound design by Joe Hartke. You know, before computers, people who wanted to live forever invented cryogenics, which today seems kind of bizarre. But did you know there are actual cryogenics labs in this country and others with real frozen bodies waiting in tanks for their eventual longed-for resurrection? Photographer Murray Ballard takes us inside some of those facilities in a collection called Prospects of Immortality. And you can see his work and hear our interview with him in our online photo gallery. You'll find it at ttbook.org/death. I'm Anne Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.